In local news, plans for Whangaroa's land-based wastewater disposal system were unveiled at a public meeting at the Raton Club last night by Waikato District Council and Watercare. Engineers say wastewater will go into a gully on Wainui Reserve where it will be absorbed into the ground, and that they estimate the cost will be $8 million. This is a lot less than the $38 million option previously on the table, which involved piping wastewater 7 kilometres up to Mangatawhiri Road. The Q&A session with the 50 community members took longer than the presentation itself, as the experts were quizzed for over an hour. Some were disbelieving of the work by the engineers, but most came away satisfied that it was a viable option. The gully in question is open to the sea, and there were concerns that the wastewater might flow overland straight onto the beach. Engineers said they were currently doing tests on the soil, which would answer that question, and that it would be the deciding factor on whether the site would be used. They did say also that the current pipe, which drops treated wastewater into the ocean, would be retained for extreme rain events when the sewage system became overwhelmed. The presentation also showed how the new wastewater plant currently under construction will produce wastewater that is as clear as tap water and nearly at a drinkable standard, and most importantly, that it is odourless. And the only question remaining is whether the rest of the district and its 13 councillors would be happy to pay for this system for us, and according to the three councillors present, this seemed very likely. Waikato Regional Council's five-month summer coastal water monitoring program is now underway. The samples they'll be taking over the 5 months will be lab tested to determine whether the water bacteria levels are safe for beachgoers to swim or surf. And the council shares the data publicly via the Land Air Water Aotearoa website, also known as LAWA, and directly to Health NZ, who decide when to issue a public health warning. Across the region's 9 beaches last year, they didn't record any results indicating the water was unsuitable for swimming, but there were 2 caution advised results after some heavy rain. And the region's estuarine swimming spots weren't so good, with 7 incidences of sites being unsuitable for swimming and 7 occurrences of caution being advised. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 20th of November, 2024.